তৃতীয় অধ্যায় হা দ্য থার্ড চ্যাপ্টার দ্য প্রিসিডিং চ্যাপ্টার ওয়াজ কল সাংখ্যা ইয়োগা সাংখ্যা আই সেড লাস্ট টাইম হুইচ হ্যাজ দ্য অ্যাবিলিটি টু এক্সপ্রেস ট্রুলি ইন ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অ্যাসোসিয়েটেড with the feelings of that period. That is called Samkhya Yoga, the ability of expression in language. Samyak khyate iti Samkhya. Samyak, sama eka is samyak. Sama eka, being one with knowledge itself. You speak about knowledge in language, and the bodies are there to be imbued with that knowledge and surrender the bodies to the joyous activity of the knowledge of creation. Now, this is a conversation between the Creator appearing as a in a human form called Krishna, talking to his friend Arjuna, who married Krishna's sister Subhadra. Krishna had an elder brother whose name was Balarama, and he was arranging the marriage of his sister, that is Krishna's sister too, with Duryodhana, with whom Arjuna is fighting today. Duryodhana and Krishna helped Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra, not as an abduction, but as a willing partner to the kidnapping or elopement. That was a period when mighty rulers ruled the planet and not politicians like yesterday, who are still trying to thrive and perpetuate their ignorance by trying to hide what they did. By trying to withhold the truth of lies, by their harangue to undermine such a great atrocity. Trying to judge Gordon Ennis, the priest who preaches truth, to be judged by a handful of merits who judge only for the sake of money, like the rest of the world. You are hearing to the law and its creator. Had there been not such a bulk of ignorant humanity toiling under the yoke of ignorance, of coward politicians protected by hirelings, forgery, burglary, and perjury becomes the chief weapons in the hands of stupids. You are listening to the Lord. The truth is nobody's business. The bodies are there to uphold this knowledge of truth. the heads of the religion is one prop for this stupidity. The other prop is the universities. Trying to impress you with the knowledge of destruction. A world founded on fictions and lies is a world to disappear with the revelation of truth and knowledge. We need that world to serve them. As unconquerable personalities presented in human forms. This is the purpose of our touching the planetary sensations. How it feels. Anyway, this is the third chapter called Action. Karma Yuga. Now, not this is the sound karma scattered in the English-speaking world by the religious tradesmen from the East. Karma is dynamism, not stagnation, perpetuated by bodies of ignorance of the existence of truth and the existence of God and his ability to rectify almost a degenerate existence. How do you like that? The purpose is this mass of human existence. Which pulls the soul down to these planetary conditions to survive inevitable destruction. To become aware of the activities of these fools to destroy the existence. They undermine life for the sake of the matter. They think mind is a flash, as is an existence, by accident in the forms of sensations, supported by matters. That's the limit of the blind material science. It reached its extreme and ceased to exist to live in the world of bounty without losing sensations or getting into confusion. That is karma. It's not muscular, it's cerebral. When the cerebrum becomes weak, the muscles loses its power. That's the whole truth of medicine. Isn't that, Dr. Deris? To protect life and not the mass of sensation. Incapacious for its formal limitations to absorb the light of life of eternal existence. Puny preoccupations, standing in just what you call just ex. Well, you know the word. Juxtaposition is not the truth of an ephemeral flash in human sensation. As individualized intoxication of ego. These are the words of power, not the funky business of Wilfred Funk, who prints dictionaries and writes words of power and sells it for money and loses power of existence. The least you need, the fear you are. All you need is the construction of confused cosmos. Right? That makes you feel that you exist. Karma, action. Action is life. Inertia is death, but it can maintain sensation, showing degeneration for lack of life. Right. Arjuna is asking Krishna. Krishna, being God, the creator, assumes a human form and gets into relationship by giving his sister in marriage with a valiant man who honors love more than life. And elopes with the bride. Where? The emperor Duryodhana has come for the hand of the bride, invited by the elder brother of the two, Balarama and Krishna, asking him just the day before the battle or the fight will start, right? They maintain their truth. We shall fight from such and such date, right? Those who want to fight come themselves and not draft the children of unwilling warriors. to maintain your political game. Go and fight yourselves. There is no harm in fighting with those who want to fight. Since they have to kick the bucket, they kick the bucket like brave men, not the coward ringleaders, to draft the hirelings. How do you like it?